You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. Syracuse School Superintendent Jaime Alcea is working with the State Education Department to figure out the best path forward for three struggling schools. State officials say Danforth, Dr. King, and Westside Academy face independent receivership or an internal overhaul. Alcea says they need to help families facing poverty and other challenging circumstances.
Sometimes, you know, families are having a hard time making sure that, you know, they have all the resources to help the kids to be successful in school. So we need to provide more mental health services, continue to look into trauma services. We need a little more time. Sometimes not everybody master all the concepts at one time, so we need a little more time to work with our kids.
Alcea says the schools fell short last year academically and with family engagement. He prefers to keep them under district control, where they would be phased out and then replaced with different programs, curricula, and even staff. That's what they did with Fowler High School, which became the Public Service Leadership Academy at Fowler. But Alcea says that means realigning existing resources to ensure that those students succeed in the new environment.
We had four schools that just came off receivership that we don't want to reduce the services that we had on those schools because they may go back into receivership. So we need to balance and look at all the resources that we have available.
Alcea says they can learn from successes at the four schools that saw improvement last year, Dr. Weeks, Fraser, Henninger, and Lincoln.
There are a lot of great things happening, and, you know, we need to look at the programs that we have, those strategies that are working, and to replicate those strategies and those programs in the other buildings. So, you know, I'm so concerned that three of my schools did not make demonstrable improvements.
Alcea and the state will spend the next 2 months working on a plan for the struggling schools. The state will make the final decision on whether to phase out and replace the schools or turn them over to an independent receiver. Thus far, no school has yet to be taken over. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.